Remember that video that went viral of President Biden telling people not to vote?
Right.
Yeah, the one that turned out to be a total fake.
Yeah.
It's kind of freaky how good AI is getting at cloning voices.
Yeah.
And get this. Turns out our ears might be even easier to fool than our eyes.
Really?
Today, we're diving into the world of AI voice cloning and how it's messing with our ability to trust what we hear.
What's wild is that this goes way beyond just the tech itself.
Okay.
We're talking about the very foundation of trust.
Yeah.
Think about it. You get a call from a family member, maybe even your boss.
Uh-huh.
And you have no way of knowing if it's actually them.
Okay, before we jump into the deep end of AI trickery, let's set the stage.
Okay, right.
How good is this voice cloning tech, really?
Right.
I mean, what can these things actually do?
The speed of progress here is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
We've gone from those old-school robotic voices to AI that can sound almost indistinguishable from a real person.
Wow.
And there's this platform, 11 Labs.
Right.
They're the ones behind that Biden audio, actually.
Oh, really?
For a pretty small fee, anyone can use it to create a seriously convincing clone of almost any voice.
Which is a little terrifying.
Yeah.
But also fascinating from a research perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly what researchers at Berkeley wanted to figure out.
Right.
Is how susceptible we are to these AI-generated voices.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. They used 11 Labs tech for a study.
Okay.
And this wasn't some small-scale thing. They had over 200 people record their voices.
Wow.
Then hundreds more listening to those recordings trying to figure out the real from the fake.
Oh, wow.
They even found pairs of voice twins.
Okay.
People who sound incredibly alike.
Wow.
Just to see if listeners could pick up on those subtle differences.
Wow. Talk about thorough. Okay, so what did they find? How good are we at spotting these AI imposters?
Well, get ready for this. The study found that people misidentified AI voices as real a whopping 80% of the time.
80%.
Yeah.
Seriously. So you've basically got a coin flip's chance of knowing if you're talking to a real person or an AI.
Pretty much. And that's just identifying a voice as fake.
Okay.
It's a whole other thing to determine if the voice belongs to the specific person we think it does.
Okay.
Something the researchers called identity matching.
Okay. So it's like, I might hear a voice and think, huh. That sounds a little off.
Yeah.
But it's different from being able to say, wait a minute, that's not actually my friend John.
Exactly. And while people were a little better at the identity matching part,
okay,
they were still fooled a lot.
Yeah.
Especially with really short audio clips.
Okay.
Under 20 seconds or so.
So those, hey, it's me, can you do me a quick favor?
Mm.
Calls are already risky territory for this kind of deception.
Right.
Was there anything in the study that made it easier for people to spot the fakes?
Here's something interesting. The study found that when recordings were longer than 30 seconds, people got a lot better at spotting the fakes.
Interesting. So maybe if you get a suspicious call, try to keep the person talking a bit longer.
Yeah.
Give your brain more time to process what it's hearing.
It's definitely an intriguing strategy.
Okay.
The researchers also looked into what kind of tactics people were using to try and spot the fakes.
Yeah.
And some of them might surprise you.
Let's hear it. I bet people were listening for things like breathing,
yeah,
awkward pauses, that kind of thing.
Right.
You're right on the money.
Mm.
Listeners in the study mentioned things like breathing patterns, background noise, even specific accents as potential giveaways.
It's fascinating how our brains latch on to those details, trying to find those little inconsistencies.
Totally. It's like our internal lie detector kicking in.
Yeah.
But did any of those clues actually work?
Here's where it gets tricky. While some of those cues might be helpful in certain cases, the study found that many of them are surprisingly unreliable.
Hmm.
For example, even something as specific as background noise, which a lot of listeners thought was a dead giveaway, didn't actually predict accuracy.
Wow. So even when we think we're being super observant, our brains can still be tricked. It's like our ears are playing these subconscious games with us.
It really highlights the difficulty of conscious detection. Our brains are wired to process human voices in a certain way, and these AI systems are exploiting those very pathways. They're learning to mimic the nuances and imperfections that our brains use to identify real voices.
Okay, so this is starting to feel less like a technological curiosity and more like a potential minefield. What does it actually mean for us as this tech gets even better? I'm guessing it's not all fun and games.
You're right, it's not. As these voices become more and more realistic, we're all becoming increasingly vulnerable.
Yeah.
Think about it. Scams, misinformation campaigns, even emotional manipulation. the potential consequences are pretty concerning.
It's like the Wild West of audio out there.
Yeah.
And I bet criminals are already licking their chops at the possibilities.
Absolutely. We've already seen it with that attempted election interference you mentioned. And it's not just about politics. Imagine the potential for financial fraud, identity theft, spreading fake news that sounds completely legitimate. It's a whole new world of deception.
Ugh. It's enough to make you want to unplug from the internet altogether. But we can't exactly live in a bubble, so what can we do about it? The researchers who did the study, they must have some ideas, right? Are there any defenses against this kind of thing?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? One of the things the researchers suggest is using watermarks on AI-generated audio.
Watermarks?
Yes.
Like on a photograph?
Kind of. Think of it like an invisible signature embedded within the sound itself.
Interesting. So with the right software, you could scan any audio and instantly see if it's been generated by AI. That sounds promising. But is that even possible with how good this tech is getting? Wouldn't the AI just learn to mimic the watermark too?
It's definitely a challenge. These AI systems are designed to create realistic audio. So figuring out how to insert a watermark without it being detectable by the human ear is no easy feat. It's like trying to outsmart a master forger, but it's not impossible.
So it's like a constant arms race between the AI developers and the people trying to detect it.
Exactly. And it's going to take a collaborative effort from researchers, developers, and policymakers to stay ahead of this curve. We need to be proactive about developing safeguards and regulations.
And in the meantime, what can we as individuals do to protect ourselves?
Awareness is key. The more we understand about these technologies and their potential for misuse, the better equipped we'll be to protect ourselves.
So basically, don't believe everything you hear.
Pretty much. Especially when it comes to things like unsolicited phone calls, voice messages from unknown senders, or audio clips shared on social media, it's always a good idea to be skeptical and look for verification from trusted sources.
Makes sense. But it's also important to remember that this technology isn't all bad, right?
Absolutely. Like any powerful tool, it can be used for good or evil.
Right. For all the potential downsides, there are some really cool things happening in this space too.
Exactly. Let's shift gears for a moment and explore some of the ways that AI voice cloning is actually making a positive impact.
So from deepfakes to something a little less existentially terrifying.
Right.
I know this tech has huge EE potential in assistive technology, right?
Absolutely. In fact, for people who've lost their voices, this is already life-changing.
Yeah.
Imagine someone with ALS, for example.
Right.
Being able to preserve their voice and communicate in a way that still feels authentically them.
That's amazing. It's like giving someone back a part of themselves that they thought was gone forever.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just preserving existing voices.
Okay.
We can create custom voices for those who were never able to speak in the first place.
Wow.
Allowing them to express themselves in ways they never thought possible.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah.
I'm already starting to feel a bit more optimistic about all of this.
Yeah.
What else is out there? I bet this tech is also shaking things up in the entertainment industry.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We're talking personalized audiobooks. Okay.
Narrated in your favorite celebrity's voice.
Uh-huh.
Video games with characters that sound incredibly realistic. The possibilities are endless.
And let's not forget about language learning.
Right.
Imagine having an AI tutor who can speak to you in any accent or dialect. That would be a game changer for so many people.
I completely agree. It's about democratizing access to information and entertainment.
Right.
And making these experiences more personalized and immersive.
So from preserving voices to creating new ones, it seems like AI voice cloning is already having a positive impact in so many areas.
Yeah.
But I'm also curious about the potential pitfalls.
Right.
I mean, if anyone can have Morgan Freeman narrate their life story, doesn't that kind of cheapen the experience?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And it speaks to a larger issue of authenticity in the digital age.
Right.
As this technology becomes more commonplace, we're going to have to grapple with what it means for something to be real or original. It's like that whole debate about AI-generated art. Is it truly art if a human didn't create it?
Yeah.
I guess we're entering a similar territory with audio now.
Exactly. And there are no easy answers. But by having these conversations and asking tough questions, hopefully we can find a way to embrace the positive potential of this technology while also safeguarding against its potential downsides.
Well said. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of AI voice cloning, any final thoughts for our listeners out there who might be feeling a little mind blown right now?
I think the key takeaway is that we're at a pivotal moment.
Okay.
This technology is evolving rapidly,
yeah.
and it's up to all of us to shape how it's used and integrated into our lives.
Dang.
It's about staying informed, engaging in these conversations, and advocating for responsible development and deployment.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So to our listeners, stay curious, stay critical, and maybe think twice before you believe everything you hear.
And remember, the future of audio is in our hands.
Thanks for joining us.